Sorry for the delay in my posting, for my podcast. It's been, about a week late, or actually almost 2 weeks late, because I've been busy. Meyer cut down my hours so fucking bad that I had to go look for other jobs to supplement any income. So I do have a job interview on Wednesday with, Longhorn Steakhouse at 2:15, p.m. in the Maribel, Indiana region, and I'm hoping I get this job because, they don't usually, but what I hate, though, when you apply for jobs is that they don't tell you what the pay is until you do the interview. Like, when I got my job at Meijer last year, I didn't know what I was getting paid to push carts, and it wasn't until I did the interview that they told me what I was going to be making. So let's see what goes on with this Longhorn Steakhouse job and see what they decide to pay me when I get hired. So I've been doing that, and then, now, the baseball season just ended the first half. The All-Star game, I think, is tomorrow, and the Home Run Derby's tonight. I'm always rooting for the National League because I'm a Cubs fan, so I always root for the National League. When it comes to the All-Star games, when it comes to baseball, I always root for the Eastern Conference. When it comes to, basketball, because I'm a Bulls fan and they're listed in the Eastern Conference. Yesterday I was trying to get in at Meijer at my job to do some shopping, but because it was raining, it was fucking, well, not, it wasn't fucking like raining like really hard. It was just like a little bit of a drizzle, but still, we went to my Meijer to try to get to my Meijer in Maribel to try to get an electronic cart for my fat ass mother, and I walked through the whole store, couldn't find an electronic cart for her, And so I walked around the store twice, couldn't find any. And then I told her, I said, well, your only other option is to go to the Meijer in Highland, Indiana, which is about 20 minutes from where I live at. It's actually about 15, 20 minutes from where I live at, something like that, maybe less than that. So I told her, I said, well, let's go to the Highland, Indiana Meijer, and maybe we'll find something there, like an electronic cart. So I did. And so we went there, and I ran into one of my friends, Jesse, and I was telling him my bullshit that the Maribel Meijer is doing. And so, and I told him they cut my hours down so bad that I had to search for a second job to be able to supplement my income. And so he said it's all bullshit what they're doing. And he transferred before I did, and he got transferred on a level 1, and I'm on a level 4 for Meijer, and I was told that, oh, you could transfer if you are on a 3 or a 4. I was like, well, I'm on a level 4, and my work always gets done, so why am I not transferring? But anyway, so I went to the Highland Meijer to do shopping because I couldn't get into the Maribel one. And I noticed, the layout is kind of different. They have, like in my Maribel Meijer, where we put the carts at inside, they have like a wall. And in my Meijer, because it's bigger, you can fit about 9 rows of carts inside this little portion of a wall where it's like the two sides where the greeters stand at. So you can fit about 9 carts in there. At the Highland Meijer, they have the same wall, but it's smaller, and you can only get maybe 6 to 7 rows of carts in. You can get about maybe 5 rows of big, or actually, it might be smaller than that. It might be 4 rows of big and 2 rows of small. So that's how smaller little wall thing was. But their layout was completely different because at my Meijer, all of our condiments, like, that you use, like ketchup, mustard, stuff like that, that's usually in aisle 16 at my Meijer. And in the Highland Meijer, it was like, I think aisle 10 or 11 that they had their condiments in. So it kind of threw me off. Also at my Meijer, in the Maribel one, any dipping sauces that you want for, like, your chips, that's usually right where the cottage cheese is, and it's also where the sour cream stuff is, and that's usually right next to where our eggs and milk is. At the Highland Meijer, their dipping sauce for, like, chips was in the same aisle where the orange juice is, which is kind of fucking weird, but that's how they have it. Now, the Cubs game got canceled yesterday because they were at home and they must have had pretty severe weather out there. So, So anyway, so they got it canceled, so the Cubs would have to make up that St. Louis Cardinals game when they play again at home, which I'm not sure when that will be. Also, when I was doing my shopping at the Hamlin Meyer, I picked out two movies, Gone in 60 Seconds and Bad Teacher, and I can't believe it's been 10 years since the movie Bad Teacher was released. And if you're dirty minded like I am, then the movie Bad Teacher is for you. It stars Cameron Diaz as the main character in the movie, and she's supposed to be a teacher. But she's the exact opposite of what a teacher should be. She's lazy, she smokes, she does drugs, she does everything else. Like, she's an alcoholic, and so she does exactly the opposite of everything. But she doesn't like a certain teacher. And so she tries to get this other teacher in trouble, and stuff like that, because they're fighting over the same man. And basically the man they're fighting over in the movie is Justin Timberlake, the singer. So they were fighting over. So basically, Cameron Diaz has the hots for him, and so does his teacher. The teacher's name in the movie is called Amy Squirrel, but I can't remember exactly what her real name was in real life. But they're both fighting over Justin Timberlake in the movie, and they both want to date him. And so So anyway, but everything that's dirty, vulgar, and sexual is in this movie, just like in the movies Ted 1 and 2, same thing. I was cleaning up my room, but I gotta find, at least part of it anyway. But anyway, I gotta find my dress shirt and my dress pants, and I can't remember if I threw them away or not, because I've been trying to clean up my room to get rid of all these old clothes that don't fit me anymore, and they're either stained or ripped and holy. And because I don't have a sewing machine, I just throw them out when they get ripped. And then I just save up money to buy some more. So I'm hoping with this job I could save up a little bit more money. I always look for jobs that pay every week, because I hate the jobs that pay every two, because then you never know what you're going to be making every 2 weeks, depending on the hours or not. I said, yeah, Meyer only gave me 12 hours this week. I said, that's not even a $100 paycheck. So I'm like, well, fuck it, I'm going to have to look for another job. And my sister said that to me when she was here on Thursday. And it took, and me and my sister, we did a scrub down of our kitchen and our my bathroom in my apartment, so we can get it cleaned up. And because I've been working so much, I didn't have time to be cleaning at home. So it just happened to be that I had a day off on Thursday, and me and my sister spent 4 hours cleaning between the bathroom. It took about 2 hours to clean the kitchen, and it took about 2 hours to clean the bathroom. So it took us 4 hours altogether to get everything done. And now the next thing that needs to be worked on is my bedroom. I started cleaning some of it, but not all. And that's the next thing. My room's the messiest. I'm a hoarder. So that's going to be one thing I have to work on, is getting my room cleaned up and getting everything out, so that it will be less to have to carry when I move. And then we had, I don't know if you know about it, but, there was a UFC fighter that had died yesterday. He was a mixed martial arts fighter, named Travis Fulton. Supposedly, he was arrested for child pornography or something like that. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that, you know, somehow things like that just happen. And so he fought in UFC. He also fought in, he also was a boxer. He's one of the most, decorated in the aspect of mixed martial arts for how many fights he had. And it said that he fought in 320 fights. And he won 250, and he's got the most wins as a martial arts fighter with 255. Nicknamed the Iron Man, he fought in MMA up until this year, same thing with boxing, And he also did bare knuckle boxing for 2 years. In boxing, he didn't have a very good record in boxing, but he did have 75 fights that he did. He won 25 and lost, and the other ones he lost 50. But he ended up dying because he was facing federal. He committed suicide because was facing federal child pornography charges. The guy was only 44, but hopefully, who knows if that was even exactly real or not. Then we also had basketball coach, some guy named. Hold on, I just closed it out. Sorry, there was like a basketball coach that died yesterday for college. His name was. Where am I at here? Oh, Jerry Steele. Jerry Steele was a college basketball coach, and he coached at Guilford College from 1962 to 70, and then he went and transferred to High Point University in High Point, North Carolina, where he coached the longest. He coached 41 years in college from 62 to 2003 before stepping down. He was 23 years old when he got his coaching career at Guilford from 1962 to 70, and then he took over coaching High Point from 72 to 2003. And then in his career, he won 609 games and lost 486. And yep, I guess Cracker Barrel turned me down. I was applying to Cracker Barrel, but I did not meet their interest. So Cracker Barrel was out, so Cracker Barrel has turned me down. So I guess I could delete that app, that one. The only thing I like about Cracker Barrel is going in for their gift shop, but obviously I'm not under consideration for them, so they just told me that I'm not eligible for their, that I don't meet the requirements, so I guess I just keep looking for anything else that comes along. And even BJ's, I applied to that BJ Brew House and I haven't heard anything back from them either. So I guess I just keep waiting. I said, I already heard back from Longhorn. Let's see how that goes. That's the one I'm meeting with on Wednesday. And they tell you the interview is going to be about usually anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes because they want to get to know exactly where you work at, how you do. I used to wash dishes when I used to work at McDonald's, and I hated that fucking job in the aspect of McDonald's because they didn't offer anything in benefits. Now Longhorn states that they pay every week, which is kind of a good thing. So does Meyer. So I texted my brother and told him yesterday, I got a job interview on Wednesday at Longhorn. He says do both jobs, and I looked up Longhorn to make sure what they were getting paid, how they do everything, and it states according to them that they get paid every week, so it's good. And I love jobs that pay every week because at least you could, at least you're not wondering when your next paycheck is and when your next meal is and everything else like that is. I'm still reading my one book. I'm almost done with my fourth book in the Trials of Apollo series called The Tyrant's Tomb. And then after that one is The Tower of Nero, and that will be my next one to read. And that will be the fifth and final book in that series before I go to any of the others. And it's basically because Apollo is supposed to be like a Greek god, so that's what the book is about. And then I got some political books to get to. I also got some war books to get to, like Tom Clancy, stuff like that. I also have a few Stephen King books to get to, and Clive Cussler. Like, he does, like, all those fantasy adventure type books. I gotta get to his stuff. And I guess we'll figure out from there exactly. I gotta figure out when I finish my two books for the Charles O. Pablo series, the ones I gotta read still. I gotta figure out what I wanna read next. I also got these other books, though, too. That are called, like, the classic horror tales, the H.P. Lovecraft and Moby Dick, and since those books were written back in the 1800s, it's very bad it's very old English, and the writing is so small that you're straining your eyes to try to read and understand what you're reading. So that's one of the things I have to deal with, too. I love reading books. It's just that, and the more you read, the more stuff you learn and know. So I spend a lot of time reading, though, too. And the Cubs, I think, had put, from what I was reading on the Cubs thing, because I was to build this in there, I was reading up on Cubs, and they got so many damn players on the disabled list. The Cubs have two catchers right now that are currently on the roster that are not injured, but they're playing for them. Wilson Contreras and because Wilson Contreras at the time was the only player on the Cubs roster that was actually not injured, the Cubs had to sign a backup catcher because the Cubs had four other catchers that are fucking injured right now. And they're on the 60-day disabled list, which kind of sucks. At least three of them are. There was Higgins, Romine, and this other guy that just got signed, Jose Lobaton. All three got injured. I don't know exactly what the hell happened to them and how they fucking ended up on the 3-month disabled list. But anyway, so the Cubs needed the backup catcher to back up Contreras, so they signed Robinson Chirinos. So let's see how he does with the Cubs in this year. He's not the best player, but he's a backup catcher. But he's had his good moments and he's had his bad moments, so I guess we'll just deal with it as it comes along. And because this is the All-Star Week, the Cubs are off until Friday. I think it's Friday, and then they got the Arizona Diamondbacks that they got to play. And right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks, even though they're not particularly a bad team, but this year they just happen to be bad. They got the most losses right now at 20. They're 26. I think their record was 26-66, like 26 wins, 66 losses. Yeah, not a very good record, but you know, you deal with what you got to deal with, and work it the best way you can. So that should be an easy sweep for the Cubs when they play them on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's been so fucking hot out here, too. And especially in my room right now, it's so fucking hot because I don't have I have my fan going, but it's like, I'm just sweating so fucking bad. I'm also hoping that because if I get this job at Longhorn, that I can get enough money saved up within a short time so I can move out of this place, and I won't have to wait 5 days, and I won't have to work, I won't have to basically do 4 to 5 years of trying to save money. So maybe within a year or so, if I can get enough money saved within a year or two, then I can move out of this place quickly enough and try to find maybe a home or something like that, like an actual house to live in. See, for me, because I don't like apartments, because apartments are noisy. Especially with the kids, they're fucking loud, and I'm like, and I don't want to have to deal with that shit, and then I won't have to deal with that shit if I have an actual house in the middle of nowhere. And I actually, for the first time yesterday, I had watched, the movie Some of Our Fears with Ben Affleck and, Morgan Freeman. And so I actually got through that movie, and it was the first time I ever seen it. I read the book, but never saw the movie. So that was actually a pretty good movie, and it's well worth the watch. And I was at Menards yesterday, too, and I ran into one of my customers that I frequently see at Meijer. And his name, I'm not going to give his real name out, but Because that's privacy. But anyway, he saw me going into Menards yesterday, and he asked me what I was here for. Well, because my oven had, one of my ovens in my apartment went out the other day. The landlord brought in a new, the landlord sent two maintenance guys over to my apartment to bring in a new oven. And it's an electric one, so I haven't figured out how to, since I've never used an electric one, I guess I gotta figure out how to fucking start the damn thing and how to work it. But anyway, so we got a new oven, and I was trying to cook the other day with it, and I found out that the oven wasn't heating up. So I told them, okay, I need a new oven. I'm like, well, fucking bring one over. And I still haven't figured out how to work it yet, so I guess that's gonna be one of the things I gotta fucking deal with. But usually when you leave an apartment, they'll take everything out, they'll take the oven out, they'll take the fridge out. If I do move, when I do move, we're trying to find a 3-bedroom to a 4-bedroom at most. We're looking for a 3-bedroom because I got 3 people living with me, and then each person will get their own room. For me, I'd like to have my own room, but I'd like to have one that locks so that when I jack off, nobody can walk in when I'm doing it. Also, my big reason for wanting the second job is to basically, because I want to get a computer and bigger screen, and then you can look up all your sports stuff and anything else you might want to look at. So that's one of the things I want to look for. If I do get a better phone, I want to get like one of those iPhones where they got like a big memory in the iPhones, and they're well worth having if you have the money to buy them. So one of the iPhones I did see at T-Mobile was like $1,000, so it takes about a few years of paying off, depending on what kind of job you have. So that's one of the things we're going to be looking at here. And my mom's adamant that we're going that for vacation next year. She's adamant that we're going to this place called Shipshawana. So she's adamant that's where we're going to go. And I told my brother, I said, well, I looked at Shipshawana to see what they had, and they have something called the Bluebird Theater, which is where they do concerts every year. And then they also have a Mennonite museum for, like, the Amish people. It's an all-Amish community. And I think they have, like, a Mennonite museum where you can see exactly how it all started. And it's a really small town. There's only, like, 600 people that live in that area. So it's a big town. And I think it's one of three Amish communities that's in Indiana. Because you got Shipshawana, Middlebury, and Napanee, which are three Amish communities. And we're going to try to hit up all three. But not within the same year. We're going to take turns in different years trying to go to each one. And I didn't really think about it either when I applied for the second job, that if I do get it, I got to figure out my drive time for my hours to get my license. Because if I do two jobs, I got to figure out how that's going to work out. And this is the 68th episode of my podcast, so we're going kind of okay here. And learning everything. So I guess I'm going to have to change my availability at Meijer if I get this job at Longhorn. A lot of the people at Meijer, they're cutting down hours because they don't want to be there, because they don't want to deal with certain people. I think one of the cashiers is leaving at my job because she said she's moving to be closer to her mother, who has health issues. But her mother lives in a different state, so she's trying to transfer to a Meijer in the state that she's going to. And of course I'm gonna assume that Jill that my store director and the RAA person are gonna tell her what they told me, no, that you can't transfer, that you can't do this, that you can't do that. So we're trying to, basically figure this out, because I told Meijer, I said, if you don't give me my transfer order, then I'm more than likely going to quit eventually down the line, but I might do two jobs just for a little bit to save up enough money to be able to move. And I was on the Overnight Drive podcast last week, and of course we always talk to each other every week, and I've gotten some exposure from them on basically my Instagram, not really my podcast, but on YouTube. I mentioned Overnight Drive podcast, and people will sometimes come in. I had a whole bunch of trolls troll my channel because they're pissed off that fraud that's in Arizona isn't going the way they want. So they're kind of pissed off that it's not going the way that they're expecting. So the video I did was talking about that sham audit, and it drew in a whole bunch of damn rednecks, and stuff like that. And they were just pissed off because I called it a sham audit, which is exactly what it was. And I think YouTube removed a lot of the comments, though, because YouTube, they just started cracking down on comments. And now when it comes to the comments, though, if the comments violate the YouTube community policy, then they will remove the comments. It doesn't matter if you're the person that created the video, or if any of these inbred rednecks that come in, they will take out all of the YouTube comments. And they only keep the ones that are considered appropriate in there. I also have YouTube set up to, if you go to the YT studio, you can pick what words can't be used or held for review. So every time a person comments on your video or something like that, and they use a word that you don't like, that comment will be held for review, and you can look at it and see what the comment is. You don't have to look at it. Also, if you wanted to, you could remove the trolls from your channel by putting them in a hide user category. And what that means is that the user could still comment, but you won't see the comments at all, unless you remove the hide user part. And I've done that with about 20, 30 people already, where I've had them hidden. There's not really much else to get to today, other than that, but, I think my mom said that, eventually down the line she wants to go on the ghost tour, which really doesn't surprise me. But I told her, I said, if I get enough money saved, I said, we'll do that when it comes time. And Indiana is known for a lot of the ghost tours along with Georgia. Supposedly there's a building that's supposedly supposed to be haunted, and it's right down the street from where I live at. It's a little bit further down the street. It might be about 10 minutes from where I live at. But it's in Crown Point, and there's like an old jail that sits in Crown Point. It's like a courthouse, but then supposedly the building's supposed to be haunted. But I've never been in there, so I can't tell you whether it is or not. But that's what people say. Maybe one day I'll take the trip to go in there. And that particular jail is very popular in the town of Crown Point, only because John Dillinger, who was a famous bank robber, escaped from that particular jail. But it's a tourist attraction, so it happens. I think people go there every year and every day. When they're open anyway, particularly. So I would like to see the jail because it's where John Dillinger, I would like to go inside so I could see exactly where John Dillinger escaped from. So that'll be something that I check out. Yeah, we also had a story the other day. I put it up on YouTube yesterday, but over in California, somebody was growing weed, like marijuana, basically, and they seized over $1 billion worth of weed. That's a lot of money. So somebody was starting a fucking business, and then the cops have to go and fuck it up and fuck up somebody's business. So basically, the cops seized over $1 million worth of weed, over a billion, sorry. So they seized over $1.19 billion worth of weed. I said, just leave the people alone, and they believe it was the drug cartel. I guess we'll figure that more out later when we figure when they start doing other stuff. We'll figure that out. And how bored can somebody get watching the same movies over and over again before you start watching something new? And almost every damn movie I have, I've seen over 20 times, maybe 30, or even some movies I've seen, watched over 100 times. Of course, the effects do wear off when you get kind of bored and stuff like that. But it does happen. I said, you do get bored eventually watching the same shit over and over again, and then you try to find something new to do and entertain yourself with. And technically, I gotta be at work at 7 in the morning tomorrow at Meijer. I guess I'm gonna have to let them know, okay, I got a job interview. And then on Wednesday, I gotta go to my doctor at 11. And then right after that, depending on how quickly I get in and out of that doctor's office, then I gotta go do my interview at Longhorn. And technically, if I get this job at Longhorn, it's gonna be four jobs I'm kind of working almost. I got my Meijer job, then I'm gonna have Longhorn, and then I got my podcast and YouTube videos that I do. So yeah, I'm gonna be kind of working four jobs. I'm like what they refer to as a working man. And there's nothing wrong with making money. I said there's nothing wrong with making money. I said because my intent is, if I make a decent amount of money, I could sock that away in savings and just save it up, or I could donate to charity, which I've always thought about doing. One of my friends that I worked with at McDonald's, he actually not only worked at McDonald's, but he was also a trained bounty hunter, and so he worked at the Lake County Government Center as a bounty hunter, and between the McDonald's job and what he made at McDonald's, he was making about $95,000 a year. And he donated about $5,000 every year to St. Jude's. And so eventually that's what he was doing. But I'm going to leave it there, and then if there's anything else to talk about, I'll probably do another podcast in 5 to 6 days. And then we'll go from there.